Welcome to The Download here. It's 720 WGN, WGN Radio. My guest, coming up on the 30th, Red Bull Sound Select presents a show at Thalia Hall featuring some great jazz performers, including my guest today, jazz drummer Micaiah McCraven. McCraven's less of a drummer and more of a beat scientist, which, come on, that's amazing. That's a great name. But that title is a reference to the fact that McCraven has been able to cross over from genre to genre, mixing and matching and making a musical style that's all his own. His latest album, In the Moment, came out a couple of years ago, which got great reviews. McCraven was born in Paris, makes his home in Chicago now. Let's listen to some music. Here's some stuff off In the Moment. Said Micaiah McCraven, jazz drummer, will be part of the Red Bull Sound Select show at Thalia Hall, as well as some stuff for the Jazz Fest coming up here. Micaiah McCraven, my guest in the Download. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is cool.
Obviously making Chicago your home, do you love this time of year? The fact that not only the Red Bull show, but the Jazz Fest in town?
I mean, it's this time of year for musicians is incredible, and for music fans, I mean, there's so much happening in Chicago, it can be overwhelming. I mean, and all the different stages of my career I've had here in Chicago, it's been a little different, whether I have like lots of club dates, right, or now I'm like in between tours, and when I land I have all these different performances. We've got a great performance at the Harris Theater on September 1st, which I'm really excited about with my group. We've got the Red Bull Round Robin show the 30th, which is a really interesting and just a totally unique concept, what I'm really excited about.
Do you gravitate to those kind of shows, like the Red Bull show, where it's going to be more of a concept show?
Not necessarily. I mean, I like playing in all sorts of settings, and that's what I kind of gravitate is to, the diversity of experiences I can kind of take part in. And I think Chicago has really given me that opportunity and several different platforms to explore different types of way of presenting music, art, taking part in culture, learning from different scenes or communities that exist here, and it's diverse.
The jazz community in Chicago is historic. I mean, you can draw a straight line to some of the jazz performers here, to the history of jazz music in America. But it also has a tremendous lineage when it comes to underground or alternative jazz. It's not just the mainstream stuff that you might find in the Showcase and other places. There have been a lot of tremendous artists in Chicago that have made a name for themselves outside of that world. Do you know that? Do you follow that kind of history as a jazz musician?
Absolutely. I mean, I think some of it has to do with the city of Chicago being a working class city. So as a working class city and like a tough place and everything, you know, I feel like I've said when I moved to Chicago, it was the best working music town in America. You know, it doesn't have the same flash as being in New York or L.A. You don't have the same access to media or opportunity in the
big show
commercial kind of sphere, you know. So I think that contributes to why musicians build their own scene and keep their own culture alive. And I think that is part of the edginess of the sound here, the diversity of the music here. I think there's a lot of different things going on. There's a lot of working musicians, what I mean, doing all sorts of gigs and clubs and weddings and brunches and bars and a series that people are putting together in non-traditional venues or non-like jazz clubs, and you're just making it happen, and there's some space for that, you know? And I think that's allowed a lot of people to, you know, buck certain trends, right, or being really at the mercy of the commercial world, which is it has its benefits.
Yeah, right.
It has
money,
its downfalls, right. You know what I mean? So I really feel like the city has a long history of that, and it's part of the fabric of, like, what who Chicago is.
Yeah. And what I also love about jazz music, and this is traditional form, is that it always seems to honor and commit to its legacy, meaning that there are always going to be jazz musicians, and as part of their role is to teach younger generations or to let younger generations come up and jam. I think of Von Freeman and others who did that for their entire career. Do you see it that way? Do you see it as a musician? Have you benefited from that and continue to be a part of that?
Absolutely. I mean, hands down. I mean, I like to think of jazz, however broad a term we're using, you
right.
know, as an oral tradition, you know, and something that is passed down from person to person, you know, through experience and not necessarily just through written music, you know, which I do think there has been some departures from that in jazz music, you know, but now there's jazz encompasses so many different sounds and styles. It's a difficult thing
to
pinpoint.
Right.
We can trace back the lineage and see, you know, where things come from. But as they grow,
what stays the same? I mean, when you talk about it going in different directions and being so hard to
well, I mean,
quantify.
That's a lot of different people are going to have different opinions on what that is and what we're preserving. You know, I very much so in the tradition of like a Von Freeman or Fred Anderson, or the people I grew up with, not in Chicago, like Archie Shepp or Marion Brown and Yusuf Lateef, you know, and that was one of the things I really connected with here, that I grew up with these artists on the East Coast, but I came here, there was a similar kind of thread of this open approach to the music, and that's what I really took away from guys like Von Freeman and Fred,
is
to go for your sound, be provocative, you know, be connected to the roots of the music and study and go for mastery of your craft and instrument. But at the same time, you know, reflect what's going on in the world, make a statement, be provocative, you know, be challenging of the status quo and ideas. I think there's something that is inherently, you know, political in there sometimes, you know, that's it's art, you know, and if you want to be an artist, make art. And I think Chicago really encourages that. And the elders that I was around here were really exemplified that. And then furthermore, to your point before, they helped create spaces that we could play.
Right. The jam session.
Spaces that we could interact with them and interact with younger musicians.
As a younger musician yourself and someone, can you pinpoint in your career, can you take us back to like the moment you were called up to a jam session where they're like, come on up.
Yeah, I mean, I was just home in Massachusetts, my mom's house, and there was a video of me. I'm like 6 years old and I'm at a workshop that's being taught by my father and my mother and Archie Shepp, and they have me like with some wood sticks, like banging, you know, so I've always had experience to kind of be like, just throw it in front of people and go play.
Right, right.
You know, but where I grew up, there weren't a lot of jam sessions in this sense. You know, I used to have to drive to Hartford from Western Massachusetts to find like the jam session and at University of Hartford, the Jackie McLean School.
For you as a drummer, and when it comes to rhythm, and I think about it, if you're a, you know, maybe a horn player or something like that, the idea of the jam session, getting up there and just kind of following, can be pretty daunting. As a drummer, Is it a jazz drummer and the specific and very unique kind of beats that come out of that music? Is it a daunting experience to get up there and be like, just follow my lead?
Absolutely. You know, and that's part of it too, is, you know, when you're a young cat and you go up and you look out there and you're like, man, all those, like, I look up to those guys and they just went up there and were killing it. And now you have to go and say your piece, and there might be other young musicians who are positioning themselves and they want to, like, you know, all that kind of energy. I love it, kind of, you know. It's a, there's like a, you know, yeah, it's a battle, but it's all love, you know, and it's everybody pushing themselves.
Right. It's pushing a great energy. Other.
It's a cool energy. I personally love the jam sessions. And when I moved to Chicago, I would go every week to both Von Freeman's New Apartment Lounge and Fred Anderson's Velvet Lounge. You know, I went all the time, you know, and that's where I met all the musicians I still work with in this city. You know, I met most everybody, of my peer group there, and elders, and I got to interact with some really amazing people. I got to play concerts. My first shows leading my own band were at the Velvet Lounge.
I gotta say, I've been to both of those places, and to be in the room when that's happening, to sort of be a part of that energy, mm-hmm, where a lot of kids, there's kids who are in school or who might be there who are getting their chance, and they got their case on their shoulder and they're, mm-hmm, hoping to get up there, and then they get up there and they get to perform with Von Freeman or others.
Roy Hargrove walking. I saw him play with a group of college kids.
It's hard to explain to people who have not experienced it, but there is something about the energy and the warmth of that experience that transcends performance. It just is, it truly is community.
Yeah, it's community and it's fun, and most of the people in there are other musicians, though there's going to be some fans, but so it's like a, you know, it's our space. And a lot of friendships get made there. You can have good nights, you can have bad nights, you can be like, man, I sounded terrible tonight, man, like, oh, and you got to go practice, or you meet somebody and you get a gig, you know, or you just take part in the community, you know, and, you know, people are hooting and hollering or whatever, you know, or cracking jokes at each other and roasting each other. Right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different things that happen at jams, but it is about community, and it is about a scene, and it is one of the few places where musicians get to come together and, like, hang out. Like, for me, like, other drummers, when do I really get to hang out with other drummers? Maybe at jazz festivals. If you have a gig at one of the festivals, you'll see a lot of other drummers, certain concerts maybe, but jam sessions, that's where you get to make those friends and hear each other and trade ideas and, you know, just hang, you know.
You know, I said at the beginning the concept of the beat scientist, because you are a musician who not only has succeeded in jazz, but with hip hop and other genres, you've been able to mix and match. You've been able to forge your own sound without it being categorized. As a drummer, how do you do that? How do you see yourself being able to mix and match when it is all about rhythm?
I mean, I try not to approach things from like a mix and match position. I feel like once I'm in mixing, matching, then I'm also defining certain ideas and genres with firm walls, you know, and that becomes problematic,
right?
You know, and so, you know, I think of it as I have all my influences, you know, I have my experiences, they're broad. I have the things that I like, that's broad. And when I make music, I would like to express myself.
Are you the kind of artist who, when you go into a session or you decide to start writing a song or playing a song, are you always trying to push the boundary? Are you always trying to, in your head, say, I'm going to try something new, try something different, or more conventional?
No, I'm just trying to make good music. You know, I mean, I think I do, like, I'll catch myself, I'll be like, I don't think that's that hip or something like that, but that's just, what do I like? Do I want to hear something that sounds run of the mill? Not necessarily, you know, but do I want to shy away from something that may be a cliche because I'm too worried about it being cliche?
Right, right.
Maybe not either, you know? I think for me, the goal is to make great music or compelling art or something that moves myself and the people around me or the people I'm presenting it to. You know, the goal for me is to create a space or an energy or a thing that's going to move you to laugh, move you to cry, to reminisce, to want to dance, to cover your ears because it's abrasive, you know. But something, I'd like to get some sort of feeling out of people, make people think, you know, or not think, you know.
You've got the shows coming up here. They're coming up on the 30th and the show on the 1st at the Harris. But then you go on tour, you're going to Europe. You know, you always hear that jazz music, blues music.
I'm leaving for Mexico in like 3 hours. Yeah,
you hear that the markets outside of America are more responsive to jazz music. Is that true?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, culturally, I think like in a place like Chicago, or just talking about in sessions, and New York City and LA, where there's like high concentrations of musicians,
right?
There is like a, you know, something there community wise. London has a great scene. I mean, different major cities are actually all over the world, you know, have concentrations. Certain places have, you know, bigger scenes or smaller scenes or more places to play or whatever, or more industry that supports musicians. Now, I would say overseas, you know, I think there's a little more infrastructure to present music, you know, okay. And there is maybe more of like an audience there that is open or interested in the music, you know. And so I think there's different things going on.
Interesting.
In places where, you know, we're talking about sessions and cultivating art. And then when you're presenting it and what the audience is, you know, almost... At times, we're saturated in the U.S., you know, with little clubs, and you can go to a bar down the street in Chicago and see some world-class jazz, you know, or music of all sorts, of Peruvian music, perhaps.
Right, right,
you know
right.
what I mean? That's incredible, you know? So you go to a small city or even a larger city.
There's one venue that's going to be the big
venue. There's one
venue, right.
And they have an infrastructure there with other venues, subsidies for the arts, which are not available in the United States, you know. And I think pop music or popular musics have a smaller share of the overall market. And so I find that in, say, Europe or other regions, Japan, that like different sub-genres have a little bit more room,
yeah.
You know, but I think here our pop markets have a huge share of the market,
right.
And in Europe they have their own pop artists,
right,
and they have our
American
pop artists,
right, right,
you know. And then they're like maybe a little just generally more interested in fine art and art in general, you know. And so I think it's a little bit easier to get some folks out. And they got the money to pay, you know, to get
in. That's that.
They got,
right.
You know, a lot of people got maybe have a little extra capital, you know, to afford to do something
like this.
Well,
that's interesting because you always hear that about, especially jazz and blues. Blues musicians, jazz musicians talk about it all the time.
There's a fascination with American music as well.
Is there?
That's a part of it, yeah.
Micaiah McCraven is the jazz drummer who will be part of the Red Bull Round Robin show, which is coming up at Thalia Hall on the 30th, and also at the Harris Theater on the 1st.
With my quartet.
With the quartet, and then, like we said, on tour after that. The album is called In the Moment. It came out a couple years ago, got great reviews. Micaiah, thanks so much for being here. Pleasure to meet you, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you so much for having me.